The last temptation is the greatest treason, to do the right deed for the wrong reason. That's T.S. Eliot's story, and he's sticking to it. A great poet and critic, he would be a lousy campaign strategist or political commentator. I'm quite pleased that John Key and Helen Clark pulled out of a now-cancelled TV3 debate with the minor party leaders that was scheduled for this Thursday. I mean, let's face it, they're often little more than a circus where the clowns and the freak show geeks wrestle in a bath of raw silage. But while our potential prime ministers drift from stage-managed presidential photo op to mouldy talking point, they're better than nothing. Still, the fewer the better. The pundit political complex must stop pretending, however, that either leader, or more precisely their unelected and notoriously media-shy chiefs of staff, were striking a blow for high-quality campaign coverage. They have no problem with the circus, as long as they don't have to share the bill, especially with the risk of insufficiently house-trained animals, potential coalition partners, going feral on live television. I could turn to the reliably fatuous editorial board of the New Zealand Herald for the faux public service argument, but new online magazine, pundit.co.nz, deserve the exposure. Here's David Beetson. Both major parties have significant new policies ready to launch in the campaign. Key on tax and Clark on social development. Voters need the opportunity to see Clark and Key test each other and define clearly their differing visions of New Zealand's way forward. We need this without the clutter of third-party leaders coattailing their way back from the brink of electoral oblivion. Beetson deserves a little fact-based reality check. 18.5% of party votes cast in the 2005 election were for the minor parties. That's not electoral petty cash. And while I'd love National's current polling to be repeated on election day, I doubt electors will be obliging. Nor, to use a rather lame sports analogy, is it looking plausible that a silver and a bronze alone will win Helen Clark a fourth term. Far from being a MMP purist, as Beetson snottily puts it, I'm an MMP realist. Like them or not, the minor parties will be highly relevant after the election. It's a shame so many political commentators and a spineless media have joined National and Labour in their presumption that, where potential coalitions are concerned, it really is all about trust.